Now, Western Bulldogs have just come in. Obviously, we're hearing that the Cremery deal, which we assumed due to the fact that it's been around for the last couple of weeks, is going to be up to something where we could see it on the first day. But so far, we are yet to see, or we believe that it's a fair way off the Cremery to the Bulldogs deal that they have been able to do. I think a four-year, $1.8 million contract is where it's six approximately at the moment. And we're going to see a situation, hopefully, where Cremery ends up over at the Western Bulldogs. Julian Bayard on the floor for Gillette Trade Radio, trying to have a chat to Jason McCartney from the Western Bulldogs. Jules, and we're joined by Jason McCartney now on Gillette Trade Radio. How you doing, Jace?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Stu Cremery, the talk's been around for a couple of weeks. Where do we sit with that?
Yeah, there has been a fair bit of talk for a couple of weeks, but obviously day one, we go in and we'll chat with all the clubs, and obviously got to do a bit of work with Essendon, but as it stands, obviously Stu's expressed his interest to play the Bulldogs, but I think there's a fair bit of work to go in yet before that's across the line.
How far apart is it? Because I thought this was going to be the one of the first ones done. It's been in the media for a while. How far apart are we?
We're pretty set on the level we're at, and obviously Essendon are trying to get the best deal for their footy club. But I understand, appreciate both parties are trying to do the best thing for your club. So we've had some chats last week, obviously during the draft combine, and then back into it again today. So it was we've got 3 weeks. Hopefully it doesn't take that long.
So many rumours go around in trade week and with free agency. One of the rumours did come up. The Bulldogs might be interested in somehow acquiring Tom Boyd through a trade period. How would that stack up?
I think it'd be pretty difficult. Obviously, the Giants have talked about one being up for offer, but I suppose for that to occur, it has to be a pretty unbelievable deal. And we're not in a position to be giving away any of our star players to try and secure that, although Tom Boyd would be very handy on any list, that's for sure.
How about pick four and Dylan Addison or Sean Higgins for Jono Patton? Has that been discussed at all with the Giants?
Not at all. It's been interesting. There's a bit of John Patton being bandied around with the Bulldogs, but there's been no discussions with John's management. Obviously, John was in the AOS when I was involved there, but I don't think I've spoken to him for about 2 years myself. So, look, Dylan Addison's also a free agent, so anything with Dylan, you can't really tie into a deal as such because Dylan's on the open market.
Obviously, one of the players you're trying to get in is Cremery. What sort of other players do the Bulldogs think that they need for their list? As you're not rebuilding anymore, I think you've got a really good set list there. Now it's about improving. Who can add to that list and what sort of player?
Oh, there's different types. Obviously, we'll look to the draft predominantly. We don't want to be a club that's overly active in this period, to be honest. There's a couple of players we've targeted. You talked about Stu, but we'll try our very best to get that done, and that'll be a priority. And then there mightn't be much else. We'll be going back to the draft, which we think we've done quite successfully over the last 2 years.
Is pick 22 the starting point to offer up for Stu Cremery?
Could be.
Is that where you've started, or?
Well, you're telling the story.
I don't know. I'm asking the
you're
story.
You're asking. Well, you could be right.
All right. Well,
we'll see how it pans out.
We'll let you get in there and try and nab Stu Cremery from the Bombers, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Jason McCartney. Thanks, Jason. There you go. From the Western Bulldogs there, giving us a bit of a heads up. That